And welcome to the Gentle Yoga Warriors weekly podcast in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again. For the season's finale, we're going to end with sun, solar energy, the way that plants photosynthesize themselves from the sun. Without that, we would be dead. We'd have nothing to eat, no animals, nothing would live without our glorious, glorious sun. And even if you live somewhere where there's not so much hot sun, and it might be even winter sun right now, you can harness the energy of this sun. So there's many cultures that have worshipped the sun gods, you name it, the Egyptians and the Incas, all different people from different walks of life. If you look at the yoga community across the world, millions of people greet their day by saluting the sun in a moving meditation called Surya Namaskara, which is the sun salutations. The sun provides vitamin D, it's good for our bones, it's good for our moods because it releases serotonin, it's supposed to have healing properties. The trouble is people have got a bit scared about the sun because obviously too much sun can cause skin cancer. But I'm talking about sun in moderation, like, you know, having a little bit of sun each day rather than just baking yourself like a crisp piece of meat underneath the midday sun, as the old English saying goes. Only mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. So it's about getting the sun in the morning or in the early evening, a nice bit of healthy sun, help to nurture your being in moderation. It's about little doses from the sun, and it really helps support our immune system. So if we do not have enough vitamin D, you will have a weak immune system. So really important that people start to take responsibility for their own health as well these days, you know, and get your vitamin levels checked, make sure you're taking and getting enough vitamin D. And if you're lucky enough to live anywhere near the sun, then fantastic. And it depends on your skin tone, but about between 5 and 15 minutes, up to 30 minutes, depending on your skin. But please speak to your doctor. So vitamin D, very, very important. It's quite hard to find outside the sun. It's not impossible, but it really helps at intake as well with minerals, calcium. There's so many diseases that can be caused as well from not having enough vitamin D. Even things like infertility have been linked with not having enough vitamin D. There is even certain cancers that you can get without having enough vitamin D. It's really, one of the things, it really lifts our mood, so it's good for things like depression. So that's why sometimes people get seasonal disorder. So vitamin D and the sun, it's supposed to be helped to stimulate and support our immune system. It's good for our bones. Again, it's not about obviously baking your eyes in the sun, but having the eyes closed gently for a small period of time, just being warmed by the sun. But regardless of all the health benefits, there's also the spiritual aspect of the sun and the fact the sun is the life giver for our planet. Obviously, we need other components like air and water and earth, meaning to grow food, sun energy. So we're going to go through a magical journey on the sun god and goddess, the sun energy, the sun being. Ancient Egyptians, Incas, everyone, all these people worship the sun because they realize there's a healing powers of the sun. So just a note, like I said, if you're lucky enough to live in a country where you can be in the early morning sun or the early evening sun, then great. And even if you're in a cold country, there is times of winter sun. As long as you're wrapped up, you may be able to sit outside for a bit whilst you do this meditation. But even if you're not outside, you can still harness the energy of the sun. So like with all forms of meditations, please make sure that you're not operating any machinery, you're not going to be driving, and you're sitting inside somewhere quiet and peaceful where you will not be disturbed. So I'll just let you get that ready, and if you're listening to this podcast and you're driving, just pause it and just reconvene listening once you get back home. So sit up tall, breathe deeply. The sun, the giver of life, the one that makes the birds sing, the one that gives being, energy, happiness, and upliftment. Can you step into the sovereignty of your soul and allow the sun to illuminate the majestic, amazing being that you are? Lack of fear now, dear one, lack of fear. Allow the light to illuminate you to great heights. Fear the fierceness of the sun. Fear the fierceness within you. It is balanced. So you can flap the sun in its gentle early morning or its gentle early evening being. The beauty of that tickling warm sunlight upon the skin, allowing all life to end or begin. Connect with the sun within you, the sun within the heavens, and see what that combination together can do. Allow the healing energy of the sun god, sun goddess, sun being, he, she, they, as they bring that warmth onto your being. Sit still now, sit still. No need to work, just allow the sun to come. For here comes the sun shining its bright light onto everyone. So next time you're feeling sad or like you're all on your own, tap into this earth song, the sun as they shine upon you. Shine, 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 warmth, 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 bright, 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 light. Feel as if your aura, your being expands as you receive that sunlight. Growth, growth in your being, growth in your soul. What is your purpose? What is it all? Don't think too much, just feel, 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 feel what the sun, god, goddess, they want you to know. Climb the heights of your inner sovereignty. Don't be a sheep blinded by fear, but be a god, goddess, bright, and reveal your inner light. Can you let the warmth penetrate your being, your bones, your vitamin D level feels as if they expand. Serotonin levels, happiness, joy, the sun warms, 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 warms. Allow, allow, allow. Beam, beam, beam. A loud meditation this may seem, but it's important you remember your sovereignty of your soul. Now sit quietly, take some deep breaths and let it all unfold. And as you breathe in and out through the nostrils, allow, allow, allow. Start to come back into the room, peaceful and here. Feel the warmth on your being, feel the happiness in your soul. You are brave, dear one, you are brave. Don't you forget, the sun's resources are always there. Come back into the body, come back into the room. Here you go, zoom, you are amazing. Don't you forget it, ever. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, sigh it all out. So as you can see, the sun can be a bit jolly and moments of intense quietness. So next time you're feeling a bit flat, photosynthesize your energy with the sun. So thank you for listening to the season finale of season 3. Looking so forward and excited. The next season is about embodying things, so embodying the best possible version of yourself.
The Gentle Yoga Warriors Weekly Podcast in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again.